Loyal BPP listeners know that we recently launched the Bryant Park Project Book Club. But if you missed that announcement, there is still time to get in on the action. We're in the process of reading our first book, Hisham Matar's In the Country of Men. Our book club moderator is novelist and BPP friend Sarah Goodyear. Sarah posts regularly to the blog to help the book discussion along. Now, she came into the studio to launch the club a few weeks ago and explained why she picked this book.
It's the story of a 9-year-old boy coming of age in Libya in 1979, and sort of the most repressive, brutal part of the Gaddafi regime when Libya was the most isolated from the rest of the world. And it's a wonderful book because it takes you into that secret world that we have so little idea of. We think of Libya as being this enemy. And sort of in the same way that maybe The Kite Runner or Persepolis takes us into this world that we know nothing about and makes it human and real. It's not only the story of a child growing up in this repressive society, but it's also the story of a family that's distorted and pressured by that society.
So there you have it. The book is In the Country of Men. Hisham Matar is the author. You can go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park, for posts about the book, the country it's set in, some of the information about the author. Now, we're holding our book club meeting online as well, and we want to make sure you know that for folks who've already marked their calendars, we changed the date to put another weekend in there for people to catch up. We'll be meeting on Tuesday, April 1st. So there's still time to get reading. Hope you'll join us. Coming up on the Best of the Beep, we continue. When we continue, we'll hear from the band Ida, a popular indie group that switched gears and we're on the forefront of groovy music for kids. It's an interesting story and a really great studio performance. Plus, we'll have the latest news headlines from Laura Conaway in just a moment or two. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.